اللهم صل على الحبيب محمد يا ربي صل.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا سيدنا ومولانا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد أيها الناس، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in this divine, powerful, sublime call, O you who have attained faith, be reverent of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal in a way that is worthy of His beauty and majesty, that is worthy of His infinite beauty and majesty and perfection in that beauty and majesty, in a way that is worthy of what He bestows upon us, of His innumerable favors and bounties, and make sure we do not die except in a state of Islam, except in a state of loving surrender of our souls and spirits, of our hearts and minds, of our words and deeds and actions. All must be in loving surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of that is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the fulfillment of that purpose and the purpose of ubudiyyah is to be grateful, thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you enjoy of favors, whatever those favors are, whatever their nature is, whatever their means are, essentially and actually, and the reality of all of that, it is all from God, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ. And on top of that, if you are touched by harm or injury or discomfort, then you run pleading to Him for rescue, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, as he practices himself sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, every morning and every evening or late afternoon, we remind ourselves of that requirement. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. O Allah, whatever this morning I am enjoying of favor or any of your creation, it is from you and from you alone. All praise is due to you. Or in the late afternoon or the evening, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamd wa laka ash-shukr, said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we should say and must say, to remind our hearts and our minds and ourselves of that reality. No matter what the source and the means of that which we perceive as favor is, Essentially, it is all from Him Azza wa Jal, and that requires gratefulness to Him Azza wa Jal. اعملوا آل داود شكرا, said He subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He enumerated the many special favors upon David alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, and his household and family. And He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, اعملوا آل داود شكرا, act, O family of Dawood, in gratefulness, in thankfulness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only speak and say grateful words, but act, اعملوا, do in ways that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has bestowed upon you of His favors and bounties subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ.
As Allah Azza wa Jal reminds the great wise Luqman alayhi salam of his bounties, especially the bounties of spirituality and of morality, and the bounties of the soul and the mind of the heart, such as hikmah, such as wisdom, He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anishkur li, be grateful to Allah. Anishkur lillah, be grateful to Allah for what you enjoy, for what you have. And those who are grateful to Allah, they are grateful for themselves, because it will only reflect on them. Gratefulness to Allah Azza wa Jal will reflect with goodness and with peace and many other favors indeed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. For on the day of judgment as well, I and you will be held to account for every favor we enjoyed. Have we been grateful? And if we are grateful, it is ourselves who will benefit on the day of judgment, not only in this world. And if we are not grateful, it is we who will be the losers on the day of judgment and even in this world as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this is so important that shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being and set the history of the human being on course, shaitan pledges to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his act of rebelliousness, in his act of delusion and arrogance, in his act of disbelief. He says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. As the devil, la'natullahi alayhi, shaitan, pledged, and Allah allowed that, for us to have the freedom to choose between evil and good. And what he pledged is, I will come to them from their right and from their left, from above, from beneath, and you will not find most of them. You will find most of them ungrateful. I will make sure that most human beings will be ungrateful to you. Wal'iyadhu billah. And that is so serious that Allah Azza wa Jalla says also many places, in many places in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Verily, Allah is one with momentous and great bounty and favor upon mankind, and yet most of them are ungrateful. Most of us, human beings, are ungrateful for the favors that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon us.
of those favors that he bestows upon us are favors that are apparent and external, and favors that are esoteric and internal. باطنة نعمه سبحانه وتعالى ظاهرة وباطنة. The ni'mah of wealth, halal wealth especially. The ni'mah of halal wealth especially. The ni'mah of power, of strength, power, whether that power be physical or intellectual or spiritual or political or military or social or psychological. Power is a ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we must be grateful for that. To earn it in lawful ways and to dispense of it in lawful and moral and ethical and divine ways. Not to abuse that, not to misuse that. Any sort and any level of wealth and any sort and any level of power. Not only to be just, but to be benevolent with that wealth and that power. To be magnanimous, to be muhsin, not only to be muqsit, but to be muhsin in the use of wealth and power. That's a ni'mah to be thankful for. All sorts of power. You have power at home, husband or wife or both, vis-a-vis one another, vis-a-vis the household, vis-a-vis the children as well. As an employer, you have power vis-a-vis your employees, even economic and financial power and legal power, as well as psychological power that you have, that must be used in ways that are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the ways that are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal are the ways in which we use the ni'mah, we use the favor, we use the bounty in a way that He subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for that favor to be used. The ni'mah of eyesight, the ni'mah of speech of the tongue, the ni'mah of hearing of our ears, the ni'mah of our hands and our touch, the ni'mah of our legs, the ni'mah of our sexual drives, the ni'mah of that and more, as I shall mention insha'Allah ta'ala. Those are ni'am min Allah Azza wa Jal. They are not ours. We have not created them. They belong to Him Azza wa Jal. The ni'mah of a heart, of a kidney, of a liver. Subhanallah. The ni'mah of the ability to touch and to know that this is, and to feel that this is hot and this is cold. And how many people don't have that? We are to use our eyesight, all of these, and our hearing, and our touch, and our tongues. And all of that, we are to use it in the way He loves for them to be used. Not in the way I want to use them, despite the fact that that is counter to the love and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أن أستخدم نعمه التي هو خلقها وهو يملكها فيما قصدها سبحانه وتعالى لا فيما أنا أريده وأفضله. That is شكران النعم. Yes, when I look at something that is haram, I read something that is haram, I look at something that is haram, I am using my eyes in ways that are ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. When I use my tongue in the masjid or outside of the masjid, at work or in the family life, in agreement, in disagreement, in feuds, when I use my tongue in ways that he does not love that are hurtful and injurious and unjust and unfair and unkind, I am ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'mah, for the bounty and the favor of speech. When I use my ears to listen to sounds and words that are illicit, that are forbidden, even though I like that and my nafs and my low nafs likes that, if I use my ears to listen to that which he does not love, Azza wa Jal, and he does not love for sure, because the consequences in my life are going to be negative. Allah does not stop us from doing anything except that it is wrong for us and negative for us and hurtful for us, not hurtful to him, Azza wa Jal. And when I use my senses, like my ears or my tongue, as we mentioned, or my eyes or my skin or my touch or my sexual drives or my eating drives, if I use those in ways he does not love, I am ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I am fulfilling the desire of shaitan on earth, and I'm contributing to shaitan's victory over mankind on earth. Or yes, when I use any other gift, as we mentioned, wealth or power of any sort, in ways he does not love. The ni'mah, my beloved brothers and sisters, the ni'mah also of peace, and the ni'mah of freedom, the ni'mah of peace, of silm. When you are in times and living in times and in communities and in societies where there is no violent conflict, that's a ni'mah that most of us take for granted. And as a matter of fact, and we act in ways that are ungrateful to that ni'mah, instead of promoting that peace and preserving that peace, we do things ourselves amongst one another, amongst family members, amongst community members, amongst same nation members. We do things to break that. And we call for it. That is an act of kufran. That's an act of ingratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'mah, the favor of peace and freedom. You have freedom, human beings. You have freedom, Muslims. What are you doing with that freedom? Is that freedom used to preserve and promote morality, and to promote awareness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to promote justice, and to promote benevolence and goodness and magnanimity? Or is it abused to promote the low drives of the self, and to promote anger, and to promote arrogance, and to promote conceitedness, and to promote delusion with one another? What is it used for, that freedom? The freedom is a ni'mah. We shall be held to account for the ni'mah of freedom. Political freedom, what did you use it for? Freedom of expression, what did you use it for? Or did you use it to express yourselves in slandering ways, in ugly ways, in violent ways, in arrogant ways? I say what I want, regardless of what the consequences of that speech are against you and against others. What freedom it is to say, I am free to do what I want to do and to say what I want to say. That's not being grateful for the ni'mah of freedom. The ni'mah of freedom is to use it, promote it, and preserve it in the ways he loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that promote and preserve the well-being of people, that promote and preserve the happiness of people, the peace of people, and the ability of people to be always connected to their God, to their Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to disrupt that, not to break that in the name of freedom. Preserve and promote that freedom is part of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. However, rare are those of my servants who are grateful. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Ya Allah, please let us be of those who listen to the words of admonition and follow the best of them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه طوبى للمستغفرين. Seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. What an excellent abode awaits those who sincerely seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو. الحمد لله وكفى وصلى الله على عباده الذين اصطفى. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ونبيك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأهل بيته وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, and I pray and I implore Allah that these words, as I remind myself first by them, I hope that these words, you do not take them lightly. You do not take them without sincerity. That we do not come to Jumu'ah simply because it's a routine. That we come to listen, to internalize, to learn, and to make a commitment to change. For all of us need that for every breath of our lives. And in every breath of our lives, you and I must learn to change positively. Because when I leave this world anew, when we die, what counts is the sum total of the changes you produced in your life, in your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. What were those changes? Did they lead to qalb salim or did they not? Did they lead to a heart that is sound, as Allah says in the Quran, for only those who come to Allah with a heart that is sound will be in His company and will prosper on the Day of Judgment and in the hereafter. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. I ask you not to take these words lightly. I ask you to struggle in myself to be focused and to internalize what we learn and to implore Allah to help us practice, first of all, internalize, first of all, accept, second, internalize, third, actualize and practice that which He loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of what we learn. Having said that, I close with the next thing about gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says to you and to me, says to us in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات etc. Al-Ayat. Allah reminds you and me of a ni'mah, another favor that we forget about, that we don't ponder and we dismiss. We take for granted, even not taking it for granted, but we do, it seems, our utmost, many of us, to violate it, to be ungrateful for it, to change it in a wrong way, to abuse it. And we do that at all levels, religious levels, moral levels, political levels, communal levels, social levels, political levels, if I didn't mention that. We do that so vociferously, with such strength, to break that ni'mah. And you know what ni'mah it is? As you heard Allah saying, if you understood those words, the ni'mah of unity. Allah mentions it, ni'mah, ni'mah. And He says, do not do the opposite of that. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا. Do not allow yourselves to be like those who broke and divided. That's a ni'mah for which you have to be grateful. And to be grateful for the ni'mah of unity is to preserve it, to make sure I don't allow my inner emotions and my priorities and my opinions, even if I were a greatest of all scholars, and most of us are not even students of ilm, that I must not allow my emotions and my drives and my understandings to break that unity. There is enough, alhamdulillah, diversity within the requirements of that unity. There is no need, wal'iyadu billah, to break unity, especially when those and some of us claim that we are preserving and protecting the deen. Unity is deen. Unity in tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, in morality, is deen. To preserve it is deen. To preserve it is gratefulness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And to preserve it means each one of you, forget about the political concepts of it for now, means each one of us emotionally works on not allowing anything emotional at the family level or the communal level or the masjid level or the national level to break that unity. Because it breaks because you and I have ideas, have thoughts, have feelings, have opinions that when we indulge them, those emotions, those drives, those opinions, they would lead to, in such case, to break that unity. So the beginning of protection against that is inside of you. Is inside of you and me. Not to allow that to happen inside of you. And if it happens, ignore it, reject it. I cannot do that. It's a ni'mah that Allah holds us to account for in dunya and in akhirah. And there are consequences in this world and in the hereafter when we break that and just look at what's happening in the world. To you, to us Muslims. Yes, we'll see things that are wrong, but what happens to us, bima kasabat aydina. But what happens to us is on account of what we have earned, on account of what we have done, what we have said, what we have felt, what we have thought, what we have allowed of all of that. And the change begins inside of you and inside of me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And with this I close. For Allah says to me and to you that He will not change the condition of the people until they change that which is inside themselves, inside ourselves. I say these words reminding myself first and then you.
And I implore Allah Azza wa Jal to help us be of those indeed who listen to the words of admonition, internalize, actualize, and practice the best of them. اللهم اجعلنا, as Allah orders, as Allah tells us in the Quran, من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا وأصلح ذات بيننا. اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا. اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا. اللهم ارزق أنفسنا تقواها وزكها, أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم طهر قلوبنا لك واليوم العرض عليك. اللهم أقمنا بصدق العبودية بين يديك. اللهم اجعلنا نعبدك كأننا نراك, وأكرمنا بتقواك, ولا تشقنا ولا تذلنا بمعصيتك, فإنه لا حول ولا قوة إلا بك يا أرحم الراحمين, يا رب العالمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant special rahmah to our beloved Shaykh Uthman Bayda and to his wife, rahimahullah ta'ala, before, and to those who have passed away of our brothers and sisters in this community and elsewhere as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant shifa, healing to all of those who are suffering, and grant subhanahu wa ta'ala recovery to those who are ill, and those who are in pain and suffering and hurt anywhere in the world. اللهم فرج كروبنا وكروبهم وآمن روعاتنا وروعاتهم واستر عوراتنا وعوراتهم واجعلنا وإياهم من الذاكرين الشاكرين الصابرين الراضين المرضيين يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.